Hello, folks. Welcome back to Indaba Africa. This is Chris once again. Well, they did it. They somehow managed it. I guess it's pure magic. It must be pure magic. They managed to pull it off. South African Airways, the defunct, corrupt, inefficient fossil of a commercial air carrier owned, of course, by the government in South Africa, a parastatal, a state-owned enterprise and state-corrupted enterprise, which is unfortunate, had been around since 1934, only to fall into bankruptcy in December of 2019, just in advance of the pandemic. The moribund South African Airways now claims that it is once again solvent. Now, how did they manage that since they haven't flown, basically, other than a few small repatriation flights and a near deadly falling out of the sky from a flight picking up vaccine from Belgium recently? They haven't really been flying. So how is it they've become solvent? Well, they did it on your backs. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a taxpayer in South Africa, you are responsible for the survival of this troglodyte that has no business being in business. That's right. From November 1994 until November of 2019, South African Airways received at least 57 billion rand in bailout money over the course of that time. The last time this airline was profitable was 2011. It's been in the red ever since then. In October of 2020, the ANC, throwing good money after bad, in the midst of having no money whatsoever, given the collapse of their economy, somehow still managed to scrape together 10.5 billion additional rand to take that up to nearly 70 billion rand total. $725 million for that 10.5 billion rand in October of 2020. Here in 2021, they've been thrown yet another lifeline, this time 7.8 billion rand or $538 million. That's nearly $1.3 billion since October alone. And who has gotten a flight with South African from one place to another? Not me, not you. That's because they're not in the air. Well, as I said, in bankruptcy since December of 2019. Now they'll hail today, the 1st of May, 2021, is the day they emerge from bankruptcy. That's a bit of a joke, though. They're only in business because they've stolen the money from taxpayers or put the country further in debt. It's not a going concern. It's not a venture that can make a profit, as it's proven. And the bottom line is there's very little left of South African Airways, folks. That's the important part. I mean, what's left of this once proud airline? And yes, it's been a parastatal for ages. I'm not referring to that. I'm referring to the fact it was actually profitable at one point for a long period of time, despite challenges faced in not being able to fly over the airspace of any other African countries. It still turned a profit. But what's left? Well, not workers. 80% of South African Airways workers have been made redundant or axed and fired by the bankruptcy administrators or business rescue administrators. 80%. So only one out of five people who work for the airline. There were over 5,000 direct employees for South African Airways. That doesn't include Mango or also the Total Corporation, which had 10,000 employees. Only 20% of those 5,000 plus employees remain with South African Airways. It also doesn't have any planes, folks. There's no planes. They didn't own most of the planes they were currently using, and they had to return them on lease because they couldn't afford to pay the lease when they weren't flying. So South African Airways, the new South African Airways, emerges with three 16-year-old A319-100 model. 16 years old. A single A330-300 model. That's all right. And eight of the A340 small aircraft, which nobody really wants. That gives them 12 aircraft. At their peak a few years ago, they had 43 aircraft in their livery. 43. Now they have 12. How in the world are they going to serve the domestic market with this, perhaps with the A340s, but what about the domestic market? While South African Airways slept and it sucked money away from the taxpayer as it sank and sank and sank, as the lockdown restrictions were lifted and people began to be able to travel, there were domestic carriers who stepped into the fro, and they have been picking up all that traffic. Comair, Fly Safair, which is now apparently the largest commercial operator in South Africa as a consequence of its quick move into that space. Even Lyft, a brand new airline formed in the middle of Corona, is actually up in the air providing flights to a couple locations in South Africa. They own the domestic routes. What exactly is South Africa going to fall in on? And if it's a national airline, you can't even fly people around your own country. You hardly serve you well for being an international carrier. Speaking of international carriers, South African has ceded the ground during its bankruptcy to Qatar, Emirates, Ethiopian, even Delta and now even United, which is supposed to start flying flights to Joburg, OR Tambo Airport, British Airways, Qantas, all of these well-established international brands will eat South African Airways lunch. The only way it could possibly survive is through corruption and or special perks and privileges handed to it by the government. It is interesting that the airline is even still out there. Wow. This from Mark Finlay from Simple Flying in his report on the situation. He says, why the South African government feels the need to have a national airline defeats logic. No, it defeats common sense unless you look at it from the view of the leftist, we own the state, we will eat all we want, and you will suffer worldview of the ruling African National Congress, who purports to care about the people of South Africa and does everything in their power to undermine the prosperity of the people in South Africa. And this is a case in point. Another is Eskom, Airports Company South Africa. The list goes on and on and on. Transnet, endless list, SABC. These are state monopolies or conglomerates that have a advantage, and they still screw with it. They still screw it up. They don't make money. They're just dead weight on the country, and they don't provide a service that's worthwhile. So South African Airways has come out of bankruptcy, and they're now solvent. Yeah, right. When will the flights begin? No announcement of that. Where will you fly to? What will your network be? Are your pilots current? How did you keep your pilots current over the past year when you weren't flying for over a year? We saw the near disaster took place when a South African Airways flight left South Africa en route to Belgium. And moments after taking off, the pilots nearly ran the plane back into the ground. Yeah, because they misjudged the weight of the aircraft. Not by 5 or 10 kilos. We're talking about by a wide margin. Well, this is a very distressing situation that this airline would be allowed to come back to life under state ownership. Now, there's been talk of external partners signing up to help South African Airways and taking an equity stake. The biggest of those, of course, and most famous was Ethiopian Airlines, which is not a private carrier, as some people claim it is. It's actually owned by the government of Ethiopia. But Addis allows it to run as a private entity without any interference from the government. Therefore, it has been successful as a capitalist commercial entity, even though it's owned by the state. It turns a profit for the state of Ethiopia, which works well for them. Unlike most countries which own airlines, they don't interfere. Remember famously, Mugabe would kick people off a plane if he wanted to go to London, and people wouldn't have a flight. They'd just take off with the plane, just Mugabe and his cohort of thugs from the kleptocracy on their trip to Europe, wherever they're going, back before sanctions and restrictions were applied to Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Well, that sort of behavior is prevalent across Africa when state-owned airlines. So, yeah, Ethiopian apparently has lost interest because they're worried about concerns about labor cost and also lawsuits and debt. So who could blame them? But they apparently are no longer interested in this. Just this week, the subsidiary of South African Airways, Mango, that's a low-fare carrier, they had to suspend flights for non-payment of airport fees. So its parent company is now solvent with another gift of $538 million or 7.8 billion rand. But Mango couldn't pay the fees to Airports Company South Africa, and so they were grounded, canceled a bunch of flights. Ridiculous. Only in the ANC's screwed up worldview could such a thing even be remotely possible. Unbelievable. For their part, the Department of Public Enterprises, this is Pravin Gordhan's department, told Reuters that the government was in the final negotiations with the preferred equity partner. Well, who might be the fool that's going to sign up for this? The only equity I would take is over 50%, so I could run the company without their interference. But of course, they'll apply things to make it be interfered anyway. So this is what Public Enterprises had to say this week. A purchase and sale agreement should be concluded in the next few weeks. This will enable capital and much-needed technical and commercial expertise to be brought in to ensure a competitive flag carrier emerges. Well, here's the thing. You didn't need technical expertise. You didn't need commercial expertise because you had it. And your racist policies chased away the talented people that work for SAA, only be replaced by patronage hires in many cases. So you did it yourselves. The ANC's racism and its bent towards socialism is what has damaged and destroyed this company. Use of it as a patronage machine is not good. But let's see what happens in the next couple weeks, folks. We are going to see a sale, a purchase and sale agreement. So what does that mean? Somebody can get 25%? Who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, today, the 1st of May, 2021, congratulations to the fossil, the ossified carcass of South African Airways, which rises like a phoenix once again from bankruptcy.